Okay, today is Daf Samach Ches. We are on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Are we up to Bishlama?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're in the middle of discussing the Makar that you are not allowed to marry somebody who you're not allowed to marry somebody, that we know. That you get kares if you marry somebody, one of the Arayas. That's what we're in the middle of discussing. So, right, so we set a makar. The makar was, achos isha, right? Achos isha, your wife's sister. Ma achos isha miyuchedes. I'm reading from before. Achos isha is special. She's separate, right? She erva. V'chiyavet alav al zedona kares. V'al shigagasa chatas. V'lo tafsi ba kedushin. Af kol shehu erva. Very good. Now the Gemara says, Bishloma, one second. This the premise of this Makar is that in Parshas Achrimos, all the Arayas are mentioned, including this one, so they're all the same. Bishloma, Kulu, Asyan. That's good for all of them. Ella, Eshesish, except for Eshesish. The Eishes Ach, and your brother's wife, Ikal Mifrah. Those don't make sense. Why? Mala Eishes, Lala Achos Isha, Shkid Ein La Heter, Bamako Mitzvah, Achos Isha, there's no Heter. There's no Heter to marry her, there's no Mitzvah. Tomar, the Eishes Ach, what about Eishes Ach? She Eish La Heter, Bamako Mitzvah. It's called Yibum. So, how can that be a Makar? Also, Eishes ish nami, ikal mifrach. Eishes ish also is not a good. You know why? There's a pircha on it. Malahanach, shkin ein lehet de b'chaye yisurin. All the other ones, they're never mutter. It's never mutter to marry someone's daughter. It's never mutter such a thing. Talmud be eishes ish, but in eishes ish, she eish leheter b'chaye osurin. Eishes ish is mutter even when everybody's still alive. How could that be? They get divorced. So it's mutter. So how could that be a makar that all the arayas are in the same category? It's not true. So because of this question, the Gemara changes the makar. Ella, Amar of Yonah, Vitaim of Huna, Braid of Yeshua. You're right. Amar Kra, there's a catch-all at the end of Parshat Achrimos. In law, we call it a catch-all provision. Amar Kra, it says, Kala Sher Yaseh Mikala Tovos Ha'ele, anybody will do any of the aforementioned acts, v'nichrasa, and you get kares. Makish kol ha'arayas kulon la'achos isha. They're all compared to achos isha. Ma'achos isha, lo tafsi ba kedushin. Af kol ha'arayas kulam, lo tafsi ba kedushin. You're right. There's an out. You're right. There's an out by two of them. There's a heter and a mitzvah by two of them. It doesn't change the fact that if there is no out, you get kares. That's the makar, you get kares. So the Gemara says, one second. Ihachi. If that's true, then afilu nida nami. Even a nida should be the same story. What? Not the same story. The kedushin shouldn't be toe-face. You try to marry a woman, she has to tell you if she's a nida or not. If she's a nida, the kedushin doesn't work. That's not true. So why not? Afilu nida nami. Alama amar Abaya. Why did Abaya say, hakal modim, no matter what you hold about who is creates a mamzer and all these questions. Does an almana marrying a kohen gadol create a mamzer? We say no. Some say yeah. But even if you hold yeah, I call modim, everybody agrees. Bebo al nida, if someone has relations with a nida, whether it's your own wife or someone else, al sota, or if somebody has relations with a sota, she ain't a vlad mamzer. Everybody agrees that the vlad is not a mamzer. So how could that be? So if nida's in the list of arayas, so it's a big machlokas to be shown him. Is nida an arayas or not? Some say yes, some say no. For har v'yavar purposes. Someone puts a gun to your head and says, I want you to have relations with that nida. Is that har v'yavar? It's a big machlokas. So can you bring a raya from this gemara either way? Not really. So anyway, if a nida's an erva, and a nida's in the category, Parshat Achrimos, nida's there. So how come you're allowed to marry a nida? How does it work? The kedushin, how does it toe face? So Amar Chizkia, you know why? Amar Kra, it says by a nida, Fatihi nidasa alav. The nida is there's a status of a nida. Vatihi, the word vatihi. Afilu b'shas nidasa, even when she's a nida. Tahiba havaya. There's a havaya, there's a marriage. So it's a lima, it's an extra lima from the pasuk. That's how you know. The Gemara says, one second. So we have a makar from nida, that the kedushin doesn't work. And we have a makar from Eishes Ach, that, I'm sorry, from nida the kedushin does work. And Eishes Ach, it doesn't work. So why'd you pick one over the other? Why'd you do that? Michti, ikka la'akusha l'nida, v'ikka la'akusha la'achosisha. You can compare all your eyes to either one. So my chazis de makashas lahu la'achosisha, what possessed you to pick achosisha, akasha l'nida. Compare it to nida. And the Gemara answers, kula v'chumra l'chumra makshinan. You have a choice between making a hekish, l'kula or l'chumra, we pick l'chumra. Why? Why pick l'chumra? Look what. Why l'chumra? So the Rashba says, I'll tell you why. Because it's a suffik, and suffik deraisa l'chumra. It's very simple, right? There's a tosis. He quotes over here a tosis in Baba Kama on Daf Gimel that says that that's one of the midos of the Torah with the Dreshes Behen. Now hekish is not on the list of midos of Torah and Dreshes Behen. I always wonder what a hekish is exactly. Hekish anyway has to be in the same pasuk. It's not a hekish. This is not a hekish anyway. It's not a real hekish. What is it? It's some kind of drasha. So I'm comfortable saying that since it's a suffik, it's a suffik. So we're going to pick the chumra one. Not every arayas is tofis kedushin because it's compared to nida. No one's going to say that. Say the other way. None of them are tofis kedushin, and nida is an exception. Okay. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, Isya kalvachomer miyavama. It's a kalvachomer. How could you learn a punishment from a kalvachomer? How could that be? What's the kalvachomer? The kalvachomer is like this. Ma yavama. Shehi balav. If someone's a yavama and you marry her, you're not a brother. You're some stranger. You heard the husband died. You ran over and you married her. Does the kedushin work? Is it tofes? The answer is not tofes. No, it's not tofes. Lo tafsi ba kedushin. So chayve misos v'chayve krisos lo kolshkein. So for sure, the worse ones, more severe ones, are not going to be tofes. If yavama is not tofes, how is this going to be tofes? Don't we have a rule at 8 onchin menadin? You can't punish a makal v'chomer. Isn't that exactly what he's doing? Yeah, I'm not sure I have an answer to that question. Unless 8 onchin menadin doesn't apply by onchin b'dei shemayim. What? That's a kedushin achal, so it's not onchin. Yeah, but what if you spend time together? You're intimate with her. But you're not learning that. You're not learning that from a kal v'chomer. You're learning that. The Torah says that already. Yeah. Right? You hear what he's saying? Yeah, that's the answer. Okay. Ihachi. Right. The answer is that's not onshim min adin. All you're learning that is that the kedushin achal. What about the onish? The only Torah says that. Okay. Ihachi shar chay v'lavin nami. So the other chay v'lavin should be in the same boat. What do you mean to be in the same boat? They should also not be tofes. Why, only Yavam is not tofes? Nothing should be tofes now. Amar of Papa, Chai V'Lavin Behedvik Zibu. It says straight out, Chai V'Lavin works. Why? We're going to have a long explanation. Chai V'Lavin, it says straight out that it works. Why? Because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says like this. Kisiyeh le'ish tei nashim. A man has two wives. Echad ahuva ve'echad snua. One he loves and one he hates. Right? Now, it says the Gemara. Does Hashem care whether or not you hate one and you love one? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's a little down where we are before the lines get wide. Klomar, does Hashem care so much who you like and who you don't like that because of that, the dinim of Nachla, which is what that's about over there, about Bechor, that's gonna Hashem has to mention that.
But if,
Shahut Struch, 1 second. Shahut Struch HaKasav Lichtov, that the Torah has to say, Lo Yuchal Levaker Esben Ahuva. You can't switch, pass over the one you hate and pick the one you love. Lo Havilel Mikhtav. Why did the Torah write that? Why did the Torah write that? The halacha is that the Bechar is the Bechar. Ah, you don't like the wife? Too bad. Why does it have to say that? One you liked and one you didn't like. Right? Why do I have to say that? Why is it relevant? That doesn't change anything. The fact that you don't like her, you don't like her, doesn't change a thing. Why didn't Torah say that? Right? Lo havele lemichtav. Ela kiez abachar yakir. Chana yedana. I would know. Lo shna imo ahuva. Lo shna imo nasua. Sinua. It doesn't matter if you like her. It doesn't matter if you don't like her. The halacha is the bachar is the bachar. What do I have to say that for? The answer is, Ela ahuva, ahuva binisua. What does it mean that she's loved? She's loved in the way you married her, meaning it was a valid marriage. And nisua binisueha. And she's hated in the fact that the marriage is an isser. That's what it means she's hated. The marriage is an isser, but it's still a marriage. That's the point. It's still a marriage. It's so much a marriage that if the Bechar's there, that's the Bechar. That's why it says like that. So what do you see? That the Kedushin works on a Chayv Elav. And Hashem hates it. Hashem hates that. It still works. Or look at the next Rashi. Nisua, Sinua binisua, Shenisua sonim lefnei amakom. The Nisua is hated in front of God. Kigon, Chayv Elavin. Like a Chayv Elav. The Ka'amar Rachmana, Ki Sihiena. And the Torah said, Ki Sihiena. Alma, Ispahu Havaya. What do you see? That works. The Kedushin works. Ulakam and Parich, well, who said Dilma, Bechayve Asehu de Ka'amar, Velo Bechayve Lavin? Who said that the hatred, Hashem hates it, is because it's a Chayve Lav? Maybe it's a Chayve Asehu, which is even a lower level. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. Anyway, Vekamar Achmana, and the Torah said, Kisi Yena, they're married. So what do you see? That marriage works, Kedushin works on a Chayve Lav. Hashem is like that, he hates it. It works so much so that if there's a Bechar there, that's the Bechar. Now, Ula Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, Ein Kedushin Tofsin B'chayve Lavin, he holds that Kedushin is not Tofsin B'chayve Lavin. Doesn't work. So, Ki Sihiena, B'mai Mokim. So what does he do with the words, Ki Sihiena, right? That's how we started off. Ki Sihiena La'ish Shtei Nashim. One you like and one you don't like. According to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't work. That's not a Chayv Elav. A Chayv Elav doesn't work. It's like trying to marry a sister. Trying to marry one of these other women, which the first Shita held. Hashem hates that. But it works. According to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't work. So why did Torah say the hated one? Who's the hated one referring to? There's no one for it to refer to.
Right.
Hashem hates them. None of them work. So who does it refer to?
It's a non-starter.
So what do you mean? One you love and one you hate. Who do you hate? Can't be that you hate her, because what does the Torah care you don't like her? What does it mean? Hashem doesn't like the marriage. Which kind of marriage? Has there no marriage? So, the Gemara answers, Balmana l'Kohen Gadol. An Almana marrying a Kohen Gadol. Kid Rav Simai. We had this a few days ago. Titania, Rav Simai Omer. Min HaKol HaYer Rabbi Akiva Osem Mamzer. Every marriage, every possibility, Rabbi Akiva would turn into a mamzer. Chutz, may almana l'kohen gadol, except for an almana to a kohen gadol. Shari amr Torah lo yichalel. You're not allowed to marry such a woman, and if you do, you create a chalel. Chilulam osa ve'en osa mamzerim. You don't make a mamzerim. So it's an exception to the rule. That's the only case when an almana marries a kohen gadol. That's an exception to the rule. According to Rabbi Yeshiva, according to Rabbi Simai, explaining Rabbi Akiva.
When he turns all these other people into mamzerim, can a mamzer only marry another mamzer?
Mm-hmm.
But basically, he's
very machmer. He expands the group of mamzerim.
He basically branding them from us.
Correct. What?
That whole long pasuk of Siena, all that only refers to Kohen Gadol?
Marrying an almana, correct. Yeah. Only one case.
Yeah, so, yeah, but that...
It's a little far-fetched, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah?
So we're saying that if a Kohen Gadol then took a kosher second wife, and had a son with him, nevertheless, the challah would be...
Correct. Correct. The Bechar. Correct.
And so how come it doesn't say it's the end of the
Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara's answer that question in a few minutes. Good. So that's Rabbi Simai, who explained Rabbi Akiva. Ul Rabbi Yeshevav, but Rabbi Yeshevav argued on that. And the Amar, he said, like what Yoni just said, Bo v'nat zveach al Akiva ben Yosef. We gotta protest this Akiva ben Yosef. Shehaya Omer kol she'ein bia habisol havlad mamzer. He's, anytime you marry someone who you're not allowed to marry, the vlad's a mamzer. That's a lot of mamzerim out there. That's pretty a very big group of people. Now, gesund. Now, when Rabbi Yeshevav said that, what did he mean to argue about? What did he mean to say? So, because according to Rav Simai, we have a case, we have one case, right, where there's no mamzer, and yet the Kedushin Chal. According to Rav Yeshevav, apparently, there's no case. Right. There's no case. Everything he argues on Rav Simai is, Rabbi Akiva, even there made a mamzerim. Right. So everyone's mamzerim. So who's the hated wife? What's hated? So, Hanichal Rav Yeshevav. Now, Rabbi Yeshevav makes sense. E la fuki mid Rav Simai. If he's arguing on Rav Simai, what's it, the one according to him, who's not a mamzer? Who doesn't create a mamzer according to Rabbi Akiva? The answer is chay ve'aseis, like a mitzri. You marry a mitzri. That doesn't create a mamzer.
What does it create?
Nothing. Not a mamzer.
Can't create a mamzer.
Why?
Because if he added to the congregation for three generations.
Exactly. So that's not a mamzer. So that makes sense. So then who's the hated woman? Who's the hated one? A mitzri. Shouldn't have married her because she's not really Jewish yet. She's a ger, but you can't marry her. She only married another mitzri who converted, right? You went ahead and married her. That's a good marriage, and the bechor is a bechor.
Did you say also, you say Amon?
What?
Amon is also another case that...
But then they can't, no, the male Amon can't become a Jew.
Right, so it's a female.
But she's a Jew right away. That's not a hated marriage. There's nothing wrong with that marriage.
Yeah.
If she converts, something wrong with that.
The
same thing. Yeah. The females, yeah, and the men, not, right? Rus was from Moav.
Correct.
Right? Mashiach's from Moav. Right? Elei, Taima, Denavshe, Kamar. But if Yeshiva was saying his own Shita, and he holds, even Chayve Aseis are also creating Mamzerim, and he was lamenting, Rabbi Akiva Shita, so Bachmir, even Chayve Aseis create a Mamzer. Then, b'may mukamla. Then, what is the pasuk talking about? Who's a hated woman? What marriage? It doesn't create a mamzer, creates a child, and yet Hashem doesn't like that. What's left?
You know, play pasuk stuff.
What do you mean?
Read the pasuk.
So the Gemara answered, no, it can't mean that, because as we read the Rashi, Hashem would never refer to someone who has a hated woman because you don't like her. There's no halachic.
Think about it. The whole thing doesn't make sense.
And there's no halachic significance to that statement.
Sure is. I don't want that kid from that wife. I don't want to be.
So the Torah could have said. Do Evis the Bukhar is the Bukhar no matter what. That's the Bukhar. I don't like the mother. So who cares if you don't like the mother? What is life have to do with anything? No, the Torah goes out of its way. You have a loved one. You love one. You hate. So it must be the what does it mean? The one you hate. The one Hashem hates. Why does Hashem hate it? Because he hated the marriage. But there's no one left. Every single case, there's no child. The child's a mamzer, not a bechor.
What?
Yes, all the Rishonim say, it was in relation to Rachel.
Right. I know, now it fits.
Right? Okay. It was in relation to Rachel. It's a good question.
So in this week's parsha with the blasphemer, you know, if Hashem didn't mind about the yichus of the blasphemer...
What do you mean, Hashem didn't mind?
Well, if the fact that it dwells on the fact that his father was a mitzri,
yeah,
it obviously matters. That otherwise,
I don't
say it to
do. Yeah, but I don't understand your question.
So
we're talking about here mamzerim.
Right.
So, you can't have a mamzer if the mother's Jewish.
Sure.
Right? So
it could still mean that the mother's despised for my...
Oh, I hear what you say. Yeah, okay, so... So I know. So b'may mukamla. So what case is left? If you hold every marriage in the world is no good, so how'd there be a marriage? So he comes up with a funny case. Bibu'ula l'kohen gadol. A non-almana. She's not an almana, but she's not a basula.
She's a basula.
And she's not a divorcee. What is she? I don't know. She's not a basula.
Not existent.
No. Maybe she was raped. Maybe she had a fling with somebody once upon a time. And she's not a basula.
She's single?
Yeah, she's not almana. And she was never divorced. So a Kohen's not supposed to marry her.
Right.
Because she's supposed to marry a basula. What happens if a Kohen doesn't marry a basula? That's not a divorced woman and not an almana? He violates an ase. That ase doesn't make create a mamzer. That ase, Mr. Freud, is the thing that Hashem doesn't like. That's the marriage Hashem doesn't like. It doesn't create a mamzer.
Does he have two wives then?
What?
Does he have two wives?
Why can't a Kohen Gadol have two wives?
He's a backup.
But not really a wife, though.
She's like,
no.
But why
can't he have two? Why not?
I thought he only has one at the time of the...
No, just the opposite. He can't have one. What if she dies? He has to have a wife.
He has to have a wife. He's stuck like everybody else.
A virgin backup.
Right?
Yeah, so again, again, it goes back to square one.
Is
that one case that whole thing is made?
Right, and by the way, as a matter of fact, Mishna, why is this case singled out? Why is this case different? Why is this one special? Exactly why. Mishum, the Havili Asay She'em Bashar V'Alab Bakol. Because it doesn't apply to everybody in the world. Only applies to him. That's why this one's singled out. So the Gemara says, Hani Nami, Hani Chayve Asay, Admuki lo b'chayve lavin nikbi b'chayve asay. So why don't the Rabbanan say that? What did the Rabbanan say? That the senua means it's an improper marriage. How is it improper? In what way is it improper? It's the result of a lav. You married someone you're not supposed to marry. Maybe it's the result of an asay that you're not supposed to marry, right? So the Gemara says, "Hani chayve asay b'mayinit." Which I say, there aren't that many assays regarding arayas. As a matter of fact, there, for a non-kohen, there's only one, which is a mer mitzri. Now, one second, ishtein mitzrios. If they're both mitzrim, shtehen snuos. That's both no good, right? E achas mitzris v'achas yisraelis. So one's a mitzris and one's a Jew. We need two women coming from the same nation. Why do you need that? Why can't this be the case? Because when it says Achas Ahuv of Achas Asnua, it's mashma that they're both Jews. So stretch. Why is it mashma that? The Gemara says it can't be they come from two different nations, right? And also.
Otherwise, it's not a marriage.
What? What do you mean? The kedusha is chal. I have my mitzri wife. I have my Israeli wife.
You can have a goy.
Yeah.
And it's Kedusha's
chal. No, not a goy. She's a convert.
There's no problem.
No, because now you have three generations.
Then she's the first two generations.
That's the problem.
But it's still chal, and the kid's a Jew. It just has a little taint to it.
Correct. So maybe that's the snua. Maybe that's the snua, that she's a Jew with a little taint. Maybe that's the snua. That's the Gemara's question. Maybe that's the snua, right?
We are trying to make this fit so hard.
Right.
This is like a round...
Right. E ba'ula la kohen gadol. It can't be a ba'ula to a kohen gadol, Mr. Freud, because mi ksiv tehevian la kohen doesn't mention the word kohen. You start trying to fit that the whole case is one case, but a kohen not marrying a basula. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say kohen, right? Anyway. What? No, not there.
Oh, not here.
Not here. Not here. Right? Therefore, there's no option, and we're forced to say that it's a lav. That's what it must be. There's no assay it could be. There's no assay available. Can't be a mitzri, because it's a different nation. Can't be a basul, a kohen. Doesn't say kohen. Now, what did Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva said it only applies to according to Yeshiva, right? Only applies to a Ba'ula marrying a Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Akiva, he's got no choice. Balkarchach shavke lekra dahave dochik umukmi anavshayu. He's got no choice. He's forced to say it's talking about a Kohen Gadol marrying a non-Basula. He has no choice. Rashi says in the second to last line, kivun de galilach krabi yavama de latavzi bakedushin. By yavama doesn't work. Nailif mine de chayve lav and let's be a kedushin. Vechisi hiyena. And the pasuk of chisi hiyena by the snua and the ahuva. Al karchach. L'chai v'yasei ka'amar. Kigon, d'chada mitzris. So according to me, maybe a mitzris, maybe. Ulevi sheva b'b'ul l'koi gadol. It doesn't say that in the Torah. I have no choice. There's nothing else it could be.
Unless he comes up with another case.
It's correct.
What?
It's a default.
Sorry.
The default status.
The whole thing doesn't make any sense because the whole thing is talking about monos anyway. It's talking about anything else. It's lava. It's a monos case.
Right.
You can't go and choose where you want to give money.
But all that proved that the premise is that snua doesn't mean someone you don't like. It means someone that God didn't like the marriage. That's the first premise. What marriage didn't God like that produces a son who could be called a bechor? According to the Rabbanan, a lav, right? I mean, you following?
A lav, which we can't figure out which one.
We can't figure out which. No, it could be any lav. No. A kohen married this. What if a lav another? Maybe a person marrying a mamzer, a mamzeres. That's a lav. That child will be a bechor.
Right. So according
to it's not a courage marriage.
He's a bechor and he gets the money.
Correct. He gets the money.
Even though it's a lav.
Correct. Correct. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Is there anyone
except for a ba'ula? Maybe she's not a basula and not a gerusha and not an almana, but she's not a basula. That might not create a mamzer.
Is there anyone?
Yeah.
Who holds the literal translation?
No. No.
Interpretation?
No. Nobody.
That would be easy.
Okay.
Right. That's a good point. It's one of the key times where the Torah doesn't. It's not literal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Issue, not issues.
Yeah. Snua here doesn't mean the snua. It doesn't mean you don't like her.
Far from it. God,
it means Hashem doesn't like. Hashem doesn't like how you marry her.
Doesn't like the marriage.
Doesn't like the marriage.
You just changed the whole entire premise because if you go further down the line, it tells you about Yerusha.
Right.
If he hated her, he would have divorced her, but it still doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, listen, maybe there's a lot of reasons why people that don't hate each other stay married. It's not fair. Maybe. Right? Yeah. People stay married, they hate each other, they hate each other's guts, they stay married.
For the sake of
it's not a raya.
Okay, but if
so you hated her, and you have another one who you like, and you have kids from both.
No,
so the Torah said, by the way, if the Bechar's from the hated one, I don't care that you hate her. It's still a Bechar.
It doesn't matter even if he did divorce her. He's still the Bechar.
Exactly. Yeah.
What's the point of a Cholo versus a Mamzer? You see, a Mamzer, of course he can't do a Avodah.
Why not?
A Mamzer can do the Avodah.
I don't know. Why not?
No.
Why not? How do you have a Mamzer? How do you have a Kohen Mamzer who's also not a Cholo? It's not possible. Let's think about it. It's not possible. Correct. Same. According to Rekhi, it's the same thing. So why can't it be the same thing? Why can't it be? What's so terrible if it's the same thing?
Because
a chala is only regarding kahuna. That's all.
Second.
It's the second thing. It's only regarding kahuna. If you're not a kohen, there's no such thing. There's no such thing if you're not a kohen. Only a kohen it applies. So they say, why can't you come to avoda? Because I'm a mamzer? No, because I'm a chol. I don't know. It's a good pickup. There's no difference then between a mamzer and a chol according to Rabbi Akiva. I hear. Okay. Okay. Next. Amar Rebbe. Where am I? V'chol mi she'ein alav. Right. That was case number 4 in the Mishnah. Anybody that doesn't have anybody that you can't marry, and anybody that nobody else is allowed to marry. Right? Then the child follows that other person, meaning a guy or a shefcha. You can't marry, the child also you can't marry. Okay? Now, shefcha kenan, v'chol mishein la'ov, shefcha kenan es minolim, how do you know that? By a shefcha, how do you know that that's true? Amar v'huna, amar kra, shevu lechem po im achamar. You stay here with the donkey. Hashem said that to who? To Eliezer. Am hadom alachamar. Right? It's the nation like the donkey. Asks the Pnei Yeshua, how could that be a raya that a shifcha is not a Jew, cannot be a Jew? That was before Matan Torah. He doesn't answer it.
That's the problem.
Is that a fair question? Interesting question.
He always asks that.
Right? Now, Ashkechan, the law talks about Kedusha. So fine. You tell me a raya, you can't marry a donkey, I can't marry a shifcha, I hear. But the vlada kimosa minolan, what about the child? What about the child? How do you know the children are the same way? How do you know? Right?
Yeah,
the other one.
What? Right. How do you know? Damar kra ha'isha v'yiladeha tihye la'adoneha. Because if the master gives an Evan Ivri a shifcha kinanis, the children stay along.
Right.
Why? Because they're not Jews. Very simple. Okay? Right. Now, now your head is going to spin a little.
The kids, in this case over here,
yeah,
they never converted.
Hmm?
They're still slaves.
Correct. That's exactly the point.
Mothers,
the mother's a shifcha.
The mother's a shifcha.
The staying with the donkey, who's it talking to?
It's talking to the parents.
No, it's talking to Eliezer. It's talking to Yishmael.
Right? Someone asked that question.
Who's the problem?
Someone asked that question. Why isn't it both of them? Because it says both. Shavu lachem. Someone asked that question. That's a good question. I don't remember the answer. Someone asked that question. But now we established Eliezer, for whatever reason. Now, how do you know this? Kids? Because the kids stay behind. Okay? Now, that's the easy one. What about Nachris Menalon? What about a Nachris? Right? So it says in the Pasuk like this. Omar Kra Lo tischatein bum. Right? Lo tischatein bum. The Pasuk says like this. Lo tischatein bum. Don't marry them. Lo sitein livno. Don't give them your son. Don't give them your son. Ulubito and your daughter. Lo sitein livno. Don't give them.
Your daughter to them.
Well, no, livno.
To his son.
I need English for this. What does it say? Lo sitein livno. Don't give
your daughter to
their son. Ubito, and for your daughter, lo sitach livnecha. Don't take your son-in-law. Don't take your son. Why not? The pasuk continues. Key, because yasir es bincha. Your son's going to turn astray. Me'acharei, from behind them, after following them. What son? The answer is, it's a grandson. Right? It's a grandson. Well, obviously. This pasuk, ki yasir, is only on the second case. There are two things it starts with. First of all, it starts with lo sechatem, don't marry them. Then that's one thing. Then it says, lo sitein livno, don't give your son to them. Don't let your son marry one of their girls. Does the Torah say why? The Torah does not say why. Don't do it. Next one. Ubito, for your daughter, lo sikach livnecha.
Don't take one of them.
Don't take... No, I'm saying it wrong. I'm saying it wrong.
What does it say?
Right? You're reading it, keep reading it, it won't help. It's in Devarim, it's in Parshas Veschanon, Perek Vav, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Beis and Gimel. Gimel, really. What? Gimel, yeah. So, right. So, here we read it in English. You shall not intermarry with them. You shall not give your daughter. That's right. You shall not give your daughter, bitcha, your daughter, lo sitein livno. Don't give to your
to their sons.
Ulubito, and for your daughter, lo sikach livnecha. Don't take a son-in-law. Don't take a son-in-law from them. Now the pasuk says, why not?
The nefesh is from you, not is it from them.
From them.
Them.
Why not? Key because, yasir es bincha me'acharai. Your grandson, their son, you have a daughter who's Jewish, a son-in-law who's not Jewish, their son is going to go astray. Why doesn't the Torah warn in the first case they're going to go astray? What? Because they're not Jewish. Because it's your son marrying their daughter. They're not Jewish anyway. So what do you mean they're going to go astray? They're not Jewish. The kid's a guy. But if it's your daughter and their son,
the kid's Jewish.
The kid's Jewish. Make sure you don't do that because he's going to go astray. They're going to go to their public schools and whatnot. And their church. So don't do it. So what do you see? that if the mother is Jewish, the child's a Jew, and if the mother is a guy, the child's a guy.
Well,
that's what we always say.
Yeah, you know that because you grew up in an Orthodox environment where you've learned that.
Right.
What's the makar for that? Right here.
Didn't we say
that? What? No, we didn't say that in the Mishnah at all.
Yeah.
We said that we follow the guy. How do you know that? This is how you know.
You follow your mother.
So you follow the mother. How do you know that? Everyone knows that. Every person in this room knows that you follow the mother. How do you know that? What's the makar for that? This psukim.
Right.
Is that not roundabout?
I would say so.
Right. That's the makar. Right? Here, Nachris Minolan. How do you know that if you marry a non-Jewish woman, the child is not Jewish? How do you know that? We all know that. How? How do you know? Right? It says that you should know things, know this religion. How do you know that? It's a pretty big one, right? When you saw these kids come back from college and they meet a girl, say, what's the big crime? Right? We'll light the menorah. Not going to convert. We'll light the menorah. So what's the big crime? What do you answer them? Oh, you're not allowed to do that. The child will be a guy. So who told you that? The rabbi? Yeah, the rabbi. How do you know? This is the makar. Amar Krat says, Lotus chatin bam. Don't marry them. Ashkechina delotavsiba kiddushin. So what do you see? Don't marry them means the kiddushin doesn't work. Don't marry them. Ashkechan, yeah. Vlada kimosim, you know. How do you know the child is a guy? Right? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishur ben Yichai, Damar Krat says, Kiyasir es bincha me'acharai. Your grandson, don't do that. Don't let your daughter marry one of their sons. Why? Because they're going to take them away to public school. They're gonna follow after them. Bincha haba miYisraelis kari bincha. That's called your son, because your daughter is married to them. Ve'ein bincha haba menavodes gechavim kari bincha. But the son, the other way, it's not called bincha ela bina. It's called her son. It's a guy. That child's not even Jewish. Amravina shmamina. What do you see from here? Ben bitcha, your grandson from your daughter haba menavodes gechavim that had relations with a guy. Kari bincha is called your son. Now, the way I read it is the way Rashi read it, and Tosfos says, what did Ravina just add? He didn't add anything. He said exactly the same thing. Now you see from here, we just said that. Like, what's Ravina adding? Tosfos has entirely other pshat, what's going on. It's more complicated, didn't understand it even. I understood the kasha. I didn't understand his answer. His kasha is a good kasha. According to this, what's Ravina adding? Saying, just repeating himself, right? That's a valid point. Okay. Now, name a kasav Ravina Ovid Gochavim Habab Abbas Yisrael Havlad Manzer. Maybe it's also Manzer. So he says, no. Nihi the kasher Lohavi Manzer Lohavi. It's not a Manzer either. Pasul Mikri. It's a psal. What is that exactly? I'm not sure what they call that. Right. So a Jewish girl gets married to a guy. Are the children Jewish? We all know they are. Now, is that are we giving these children? Are these children? What are they? They're not mamzerim. According to Rabbi Akiva, maybe, but they're not. What are they? We don't hold up Rabbi Akiva. We don't hold up Rabbi Akiva. So it'd be a different religion if we did. We don't hold up Rabbi Akiva. So what are these children? Are they mamzerim? No, not mamzerim. What are they? They're Jews. The Gemara calls them psulim. What exactly that means? I don't know. What's the status?
Yeah.
Can they get Master Yona? L'chori,
yeah.
Can you marry them?
Sure.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, they're Jews, 100%. So is it. Their father's a guy.
They might be able to marry a Kohen.
It says he can't marry a Kohen. They can't marry a Kohen. That's fair. Okay.
They got a Yichus problem.
You have Yichus problems, exactly.
If the father dies, then is it Jibbetherim?
That's a good question. I think the answer is no.
No.
The answer is no. It's a sore point for many Gerim. You know, when they want to. Sincere gear.
Yeah, it's not their father.
It's not biologically, yeah, but halachically, no. It's one of the tough ones. It's a tough one. Yeah, people that deal with gear deal with these problems. It's a tough one. Anyway, okay. This Gemara asks 1 second. Hahu b'shiva goyim k'siv. That pasuk is not talking about the seven nations. I'm not talking about any other goy. Guy from China, or from Ireland, right? So shai umas menolam. How do you know this all applies to other Goyim as well, right? Because the beginning of that pasuk was, You're going to go into the land, and I'm going to give you the Chiti, the Girgashi, the Amori, all of them. Then Unasana Hashem Elokecha Lefanecha, Vikisam, destroy them all. Hacher Tachir Masam, destroy them all. Lo Tichros Lam Bris, don't make a bris with them. Lo Tichonim, don't do them favors. Lo Tischatin, don't marry them. How do you know he's talking about some guy from Ireland? Should marry some nice Irish girl. How do you know that's also the problem? Amar Kro, the Torah says, Ki Aseret Bincha, L'Rabos Kol HaMesirim, anybody that's going to lead you astray. Anybody. Hanicha, Hanicha L'Rab Shimon, the Darish Time of the Kro. That all makes sense if it's Darish Time of the Kro. What does it mean, Darish Time of the Kro? So Rashi says, because the seven nations are much more interested in Avodah Zarah than other nations. So Rashi says that. Other nations, it's minig avasim b'yadayim. Why is an Irishman follow the Irish religion? Eh, his father did also. They don't really care. But in Eretz Canaan, so Rashi says.
Those
are against them, particularly. Right. El Rabbanon, my taima. What about the Rabbanon? The coins of the Rabbanon, who aren't Darush taima dekra, so what's the difference? Then why only seven nations? There should only be seven nations, yeah? And the Irish not? Amar Kra, V'achar Kein Tavo Leha Ubialta Michlal Meikara Lo Tafsi Bakedushin. So it's a limud. Ashachan Lo Tafsi Bakedushin. Vlada Kamosiminol. How you know the kids are the same story? Amar Kra Kisiana Leish Vialdulo Kalecha De Karina Be Kisiana Karina Be Vialdulo. Whenever you have one, you have the other. So the father and the child go hand in hand. Vachalecha De Lo Karina Be Kisiana Lo Karina Be Vialdulo. Ihachi, if that's true, Shifchanami. Shivcha should be the same story. Why do we need a separate pasuk of that the Eved Ivri's children stay behind? Why do we need a separate pasuk? Because the children always follow the mother now. Why do we need a separate limud? Right, we just said that the children follow always the mother. The mother's no good, the children are no good. So why do we need a separate limud for the Shivcha? Right. Enachanami. El ha'isha v'yaldeh t'yaldeh l'amali. You're right, we're learning a new vart now. The Kinatanya, a new thing. Omer, l'shivcha, so a guy says to his shivcha, Hare at bas chorin, you're free, I'm freeing you, v'vlad ubor, but the vlad eved, but I'm sorry, the vlad, I'm keeping an eved.
Uberis.
What? Yeah, she's pregnant, and you tell you I'm free, but the baby I'm not free. Can you do such a thing?
No.
Can't do that. Havlad kimosa, they've Rebiosi, Rebbe Seglili, the vlad is also free. Can't do that. No, you can do that. My Talmuda. How do you see that? How does that show that you can keep before you can free when you keep the baby? How do you see that? Amarava ad Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Because of what Rabbi Aglili said, right? You can't separate them. You can't separate them. Why can't you separate them? What? Exactly. You can't separate them.
Because it says it.
So right. So that's why it says that the children have to stay behind.
Right.
The children have to stay behind because you can't separate them from the mother. You can't separate them from the mother. Right. What's the makar that children of a shivcha are also no good? Not this.
Right.
The makar is that the mother and the children always follow each other. All right? Good? All right, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.